Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
You're doing business in an app-driven, multi-cloud world. You want to build and run your apps on your choice of clouds, and you need to manage all those clouds as easily as one. With VMware cross-cloud services, you've got options. That's because VMware delivers the multi-cloud choice, security, and control you need to accelerate innovation, deliver great apps, and drive business forward. VMware, the smarter way to cloud. Learn more at VMware.com.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
This is our Signal Storm podcast.
It is my sincere hope that we can leave everything as racism behind in 2022. Folks, do you realize that we have endured over the last 4 or 5 years the idea that everything about America is racist? If it stands in the way of entitled left-wing BS, it's racist. And that's how they're able to do all manner of illegal and stupid things, is to say, well, if you stop me from doing illegal or stupid things, you're a racist. Let's turn to libs of TikTok, shall we? For those of you who don't know what libs of TikTok, these are great people who scour TikTok so you don't have to. The Chinese spy app. They scour TikTok and find leftists. How many of you remember the storm that hit over the Christmas holiday? And it really stymied travel for much of the nation after Christmas and on through into the new year. And one of the hardest hit states was New York, and one of the hardest hit cities was Buffalo in New York. And when everything was brought to a standstill and you had people boarding up shops and nobody could do anything, that was the signal for a bunch of thugs, a bunch of criminals to go out and loot. And libs of TikTok, a bunch of leftists, tried to justify this. Here is one of those aforementioned thugs. Listen to this.
And that was just the beginning of the storm. So if you don't live in Buffalo, even if you do live in Buffalo, you feel like you're better than because people are out here stealing and you would never. First of all, if you are a male monster, that is how your ancestors got everything, from stealing. People are out here trying to get toilet paper. People are out here trying to get, you know, just small little food from family dollar, and y'all gotta capitalism. Steal everything that you need.
Steal everything that you need. There you go. The Democrats' base, my friends, right there. Yeah. By the way, is this a thing? Is this what left-wing crazy people now call young black men? They call them monsters? Is that what they call them? If you're a monster? Folks, your liberty-loving Latino would never refer to our fellow Americans in the black community as monsters. Only thugs. Only criminals are monsters, and they know no racial boundaries. I know white thugs and criminals and monsters. I know brown criminals and monsters and black. So this is just insane. And this idea that it's somehow in your genes or in your ancestry to steal, I mean, what idiocy. And if you say anything that, oh no, thou shalt not steal, here comes black lunatics like this woman saying, oh no, this is who you are. We were raised to steal. I'm sure that would be news to a lot of individuals out there who are in the black community who are God-fearing and respectable people. Another it's racist moment comes from the libs of TikTok. Did you guys realize that staying healthy is racist? Here's a libs of TikTok white girl who is full of white guilt. And she's, well, in need of a stair stepper. Listen.
Generally speaking, there's three kind of big buckets of reasons why someone might engage in intentional weight loss. First is desirability, second, health, third, stigma. But at the end of the day, all of those are rooted in fat phobia in different ways, and I'll explain. First, desirability. That is kind of the most obvious when it comes to fat phobia. We currently live in a society that uplifts thinness, able-bodiedness, whiteness, cisness, and heterosexuality.
Where the hell does all of that come in? Where does whiteness and heterosexuality and all this stuff come in with thinness and being fit? What the hell is she talking about?
As the things that are most desirable. And so if you are wanting to lose weight in order to become more desirable, you are upholding a fatphobic beauty standard. As well as, you know, white supremacy and all that jazz.
So if you want to be thin and fit, you are holding up all of this white cisgender racism. Can you believe this? Folks, it's hard for me to keep a straight face, but this is all rooted in cultural Marxism. This is all left-wing buffoonery and idiocy, and these people don't have the brains God gave a soda biscuit, and I'm tired of accommodating them. Aren't you? It's time for the show behind the show. Our buddy Sean Chastain, he is delaying his vacation for you. Next.
And now a word from our sponsor.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Did you know drag shows for kids are being normalized in Texas? Sexualizing Texas children is happening right now, and you can learn how it affects our state by going to TexasScorecard.com today. Get real news for real Texans.
Folks, time for the show behind the show. Sean Chastain, this is the last thing he's going to be doing before he heads out on vacation, so he has my eternal gratitude. Hey, man.
I am officially on vacation, so lucky you that I agreed to do this because, I was going to blow it off. But
thank you.
I know that people just clamor for me.
Dude, you have no idea. I get email on you about
that is ridiculous. Nobody cares.
Dude, that is not true. People send me email saying, hey, I loved yours and Sean's conversation on X or Y or what have you. So
right.
Yeah, dude, it's all good, and I really appreciate the time. So
well, for you too, I'm appreciative.
What has been on your mind this week?
This vacation. It has been no, seriously, dude. You know how long? I mean, you're a workaholic, so yeah. You probably it just rolls off your back, but
no,
you know, it's been months since I've had a vacation.
Can I tell you over the Christmas, I took 10 days off.
Yeah.
And it felt like it was a day and a half. And I was thinking, man, that's it? That's all?
Right.
And the time leading up, it's like time slowed down exponentially before the Christmas holiday. And then as soon as it hit, it was like speed, you know, full pedal to the metal. Next thing I know, I'm back to work. I'm like, where the hell did my vacation go?
Yeah, it's so busy during the holidays, but. And so, yeah, you look forward to it so much, but then, you know, it is over pretty quick because there's so much to do. But
where are you going? What are you
going to
do?
Going to Albuquerque, New Mexico to see my daughter and her wife and my grandbabies. So wait, pretty excited about that.
I thought she lived in Vegas.
They just got transferred. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, so going to have – and then I'm such an idiot that – I don't understand all this computer webbing stuff, I guess, because all of the presents I had ordered for the boys, I had meant to ship to Madeline's mother's house where they were going for Christmas,
right.
But ended up putting my address in, so they all came to my house. So we'll have another little Christmas, which I'm excited about anyway. I'll get to see them open the stuff.
Yeah,
and
that's nice.
And spent all night last night wrapping everything. So
I'm laughing with you because I've done exactly what you just did. I've done that.
Yeah.
So I, not only did I pay the Amazon and they ship it to me, I'm like, damn it. Then I got to pay freight to send it to somebody.
So I was too late by the time it got here to even remotely have a chance at shipping it. So I just said, well, we're going to have another Christmas when the old puppy's there. So
now New Mexico has a lot of spas, has a lot of nice areas in some areas, depending on where you go. And the wife and I stumbled on a couple of nice areas the last time we were out through New Mexico.
I'll be doing a lot of spying, but no, I mean, I've never really spent time in New Mexico. I've just only driven through. So I'm excited to go do a little exploring this week and hang out. I'm really excited because was FaceTiming with my daughter yesterday, and she said, hey, what time are you going to get in? I said, I don't know. I was going to leave pretty early. And she said, well, Oliver has hockey at 2.
Oh, nice.
So Oliver is one of my 6-year-old twin grandsons, and he's in his first year of Pee Wee hockey. And so, man, I am thrilled to get to go watch that, man. That's going to be just awesome.
I remember watching I've never watched Pee Wee hockey, but I watched Pop Warner Pee-wee football.
Sure.
And it is the cutest damn thing. They're
not... the hockey thing is even cuter because and then some of these little bastards, man, they can skate. It's amazing.
See, and that's the exact opposite with football because they can barely get enough momentum and they just kind of like bounce off of each other. It's so hilarious to watch.
No, some of these little dudes are just amazing, and Oliver had never skated before, but he's really gotten quite good at it. He's real athletic anyway, and he's real spidery. Like he loves to do the rock climbing walls and stuff, and he's real advanced at that. So yeah, he has picked it up pretty quick. So I'm excited to see it, man. I didn't know if I'd ever get the chance to, or, you know, it would have to be kind of a special trip just because of the times of year that hockey is played. And so, man, I'm just thrilled about that.
Well,
so I'll be leaving about 4 o'clock in the morning, headed to New Mexico to make it there by 2.
All right. Well, now what part of New Mexico are you going to be in?
Albuquerque. So yeah, only driven through. It looks pretty. And all I know about Albuquerque is from, you know, Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul. So it'll kind of cool to see some of the buildings and stuff from those two shows.
Well,
yeah, it'll be neat.
You are going to be about, my reckoning, about an hour and a half out of Santa Fe.
Something like that.
Now,
and Taos. I mean, New Mexico isn't that big, and yeah, it's like Taos and Santa Fe and all those are pretty neat places from what I'm given understand.
Well, what I was going to recommend, last time the wife and I went through Santa Fe, we made it a point to stop off at the Loretto Chapel. Have you heard of this?
No.
The Loretto Chapel is famous for this staircase. You've probably seen the staircase featured on, you know, kind of a Leonard Nimoy series from way back in the day, In Search Of.
Yeah.
Remember In Search Of? The Loretto Chapel. Now here's the story, okay? And folks, those of you on the internet right now, you can look up a picture of the Loretto Chapel staircase. It
spell
is
it for me?
L-O-O-L-O-R-R-E-T-O.
Okay.
L-O-R-E-T-T-O.
Okay.
So you go there, and you look at, you're in this chapel. It's a small offshoot of the main church, which is also spectacular. And you look at the staircase. Now, here's the story of the staircase. Some nuns, they were just building this chapel, and the nuns at the time, back in the early 1900s, needed to build a staircase, a spiral staircase, to get from the main floor up into the choir's loft. So they were commissioning, and they were asking around, and one day a carpenter shows up just out of nowhere. Nobody knew who the hell he was.
It was Jesus.
Wait a minute. you're laughing, but listen to this. He agrees to build the staircase, and he builds the staircase, and then does all of his work. And then when it's completed, he just disappears. Doesn't take his payment. He disappears. Now, what's unique about the staircase, it's a spiral staircase, but it has no center support. physically.
Wow.
Physically, it should not stand. By the laws of physics and by engineering, it should not be standing.
Interesting.
But it can bear weight, and they've got pictures. You're not allowed to walk on it now, but yeah. it can bear weight, and they've got pictures of it in use right up until what many call a miracle happened, to where a carpenter shows up and constructs a staircase that should not, by every law of physics, be standing.
Wow. That is fascinating. I'll have to definitely look it up, and I don't know that.
Take your daughter there and take your family there. It's worth just looking at it and going, dang, if you know anything about physics, and actually in the gift shop, they have an engineering report that was commissioned, modern day engineering report that was commissioned.
And so nobody knows who this carpenter was.
No, he disappeared, never got his payment. And nobody knows who he was. He was
so. Do you think Jesus would come back to build the staircase,
dude? You know,
just to bone up on the skills.
I'm a devout Christian, as you know.
Right. Yeah,
but who knows if it was Jesus or an emissary but somebody built the dang thing, and somebody with a knowledge of physics that modern day physicists don't even have. They still don't know why it stands.
Interesting.
So I thought you'd love that, and you're going to be there. So, and
it's going to be like 2 hours away.
Well, hour and a half. Okay. So you guys can make it a little trip. And how many days you're going to be on vacation?
I'll be there 5 days. So.
Okay, dude, that's so worth it.
Maybe. Okay. So yeah. I'll definitely put it up for a vote.
Yeah, and then you can eat. There's some nice places to eat there in Santa Fe too.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's a nice rich culture in New Mexico. You'll have fun. Trust me. Trust me.
Cool.
All right, man. So what, anything else other than the vacation on your mind this week?
No, like I said, and you know, I don't want to be the one that bitches all the time, but man, it's just been a long run of no vacation, and where I work, there's not a great bench strength as far as personnel goes. In fact, there's zero bench strength. So, it's been doing multiple jobs for a long time, and I'm just ready.
Yeah, I hear that, dude. Be happy that you're working, but still, and I think there's going to be a lot of folks out there because of the way the economy is forecast to go in 2023. Nobody's going to be hiring. Nobody's going to be taking on some extra folks. So, this is going to be a hunker down year. I have a feeling. Were you watching Monday Night Football?
No, I was not. I did not see the incident.
Well, neither did I. And of course, as you know, I'm not watching the National Football League. Right. So I come walking in, and my father-in-law, who I know you know and you've met, my father-in-law says, "Hey, are you watching what's going on Monday Night Football?" I go, "No, you know, I don't watch." And he goes, "Oh yeah." I go, "Well, what's happening?" So then he got me curious. He goes, "I think they're gonna cancel the game." I go, "Why? What happened?" He says, "Well, somebody got hit, or somebody got carted off the field." I said, they're gonna cancel the game because of that?" He goes, "Yeah, I think he might be dead." I'm like, "Dead?" And of course, we all know what's going on since then. But I got to tell you, by the way, folks, in case you haven't heard, Hamlin, the safety for the Buffalo Bills, it has his breathing tube out. He's talking with his family, and it looks like he's gonna pull through. Now, we don't know how much damage was done.
Right.
But it was a rather benign tackle, and of course the speculation all over the internet is, here is another young man in his physical prime being struck down by a cardiac arrest, cardiac event, and they're all pointing their fingers toward the vaccines.
Yeah, what they're saying, and I forget what the term is.
Myocarditis.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. Yeah. That's what they're saying it is. But no, we've had on the talk shows that I'm a part of, a ton of people calling in and say, this has every earmark of this vaccine, you know? And that just here's a dude that just drops dead.
Yeah.
In the prime of his life at 24 years old. So,
or in this case,
I don't know.
In this case, just drops in the middle of the field.
Well, I mean, I guess. How long how long is it with your heart not beating before you're declared dead?
Right.
I mean, did he die on the field, or you know what I mean?
Well, apparently,
and then resuscitated, or.
Well, apparently,
when is it dead?
Well, they did CPR immediately, so he never stopped.
Yeah.
His heart never really technically stopped,
right.
Because they were doing CPR on him and they kept the oxygen flowing. But in countries around the globe where this same phenomenon is reoccurring,
yeah,
the medical attention isn't as immediate and it isn't as sophisticated as it is here in the United States. So people
right.
are dropping dead. And there's a documentary out there called Died Suddenly. Have you heard about this?
I have, yeah. I haven't seen it, but yeah.
Yeah, I haven't watched it all the way through. I've watched some of the trailers and some of the excerpts. But this is really raising a lot of questions. And later, after the show Behind the Show podcast, later in the week, I've got Dr. Peter McCullough and Dr. Robert Malone coming on to talk about the vaccines. Malone is out there saying he and this group of 17,000 scientists that he's part of are calling for an immediate suspension of this experimental gene therapy, is what he's calling it.
Wow. Yeah, it's interesting, man. I don't know. I'm not a doctor, so all I know is last time I was at the doctor and she said, "Do you want the booster?" And I just kind of laughed in her face. I said, no, no thanks.
Was that your way of saying no? Uh-uh.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm not messing around with that stuff.
Biden, by the time this podcast airs, Biden will have allegedly been down to the U.S.-Mexico border. He's coming to Texas to go to El Paso.
Mm-hmm.
And a border agent shot just days before his arrival, showing how safe his border is. What's your take on his first visit, since he's been in the office?
Well, he'll be there for 20 minutes. He'll do exactly what Kamala Harris did. He'll have a press conference at the airport, not exactly, you know, right there on the border.
Yeah.
And he'll praise the work that everybody's done, and then he'll just demand immigration reform. This has nothing to do with immigration. This is all about border security.
Well, don't forget, he's
zero to do with immigration.
He's going to blame the Republicans first, and
of
then
course,
he's going to
call.
Yeah.
No, it's who cares? It's a dumb photo op. I mean, I didn't expect him to be on a swift boat on the Rio Grande, you know, but I would have liked to seen a little more effort than what they're going to put in. But you knew that wasn't going to happen.
No, because it's not safe. The sitting occupier of the Oval Office in this case cannot go down to that border because it is unsafe. It is not secure, and there is no way they can make it secure unless you want to bring a battalion of Marines.
Right.
Right. So, and that is telling right there. He's going to go nowhere near the border that they keep on telling us is secure. They keep on telling us isn't open, but Joe Biden can't go there because of security risks.
Yep. Pretty crazy, man.
It is. It is crazy as hell.
And people just around the country, I mean, they're starting to learn, and we've talked about this, Governor Abbott's busing of the illegals. You know, I thought it was the dumbest idea in the world at
right,
the beginning.
Right.
Political stunt, cost a lot of Texas money to bus these people, you know, to put 40 illegals on a bus to Chicago. But it's really, he's done 16,000 people now, which is about 2 days worth that come across the border for people in the rest of the country who don't understand what it's like. So, you know, it is getting some notice. And I just cannot understand how this administration can't do something more. Because, I mean, I guess they're just in it so deep now that they can't go back without looking like fools.
It's not that they can't, Sean. It's they won't. They don't. Everything that has been happening to this country is intentional. They like the pain. They like, I mean, that the fact that 6 million illegal aliens are in here and they're all going to vote Democrat, the majority of them will vote Democrat, at least for the first generation. This is what they want. And it's a small price to pay for the narco-terrorism, the terrorists that might have gotten through, the gang members. Democrats are willing to bank yours and my safety on that. So that's it.
Well,
that's it.
I tell you how it's going to change. And probably, sadly, the only way it's going to change is if some prominent Democrat has a kid that died from a fentanyl overdose.
No,
which is a
then.
Very real possibility.
Well,
I mean, there have been 120,000 so far die in the last year.
No, I hear
fentanyl
you.
Poisoning.
I hear you, but it's not even then. What's the only thing that's going to change it is if there is a terrorist attack and it was determined they came over that border, or one of the Democrats' illegal aliens, their lovable, cuddly illegal aliens, decides he wants to, or she wants to rape or harm somebody that happens to be a Democrat's child or a Democrat's family member. That's the right. only way it's going to change.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Well, last thing I have on that.
That's the way it is. Uh-huh.
Yeah, the New York mayor says that all of, because you mentioned Greg Abbott and his busing of illegal aliens to these left-wing cities, that the mayor of New York is saying that the illegal alien crisis, he air quotes, crisis that New York is enduring because of Texas, because of Governor Abbott, it is going to bankrupt his city.
Yeah, they're asking for $1 billion in federal aid. $1 billion.
So we sent him a couple of thousand and it's going to bankrupt New York. We have basically been the brunt of 6 million. And what do you think's happening?
I mean, think about that. That's multiple. That's Dallas, Fort Worth.
I know.
The Metroplex coming into Texas.
I know. I know.
It's just insane. It's just crazy, man. I don't know what to.
That is why.
I don't know how it's going to change or if it's ever going to change.
That is why Democrats came up with it. That's their policy. Hey, look, man. I don't hear any clinking of ice cubes in the glass yet.
Nope.
So thank you for staying sober for at least a couple of more minutes for me. Sean Chastain, everybody, the show behind the show. He is on vacation, but he showed up here just for you and me. Thanks, buddy.
Like they care. That's ridiculous. All right, man. Love you. Have a great week. And we'll talk to you next time.
Thank you, my friend. And that is going to do it for this edition of the Salcedo Storm Podcast. A couple of websites you should check out, folks. TexasScorecard.com. TexasScorecard.com. Big news in Texas. You're going to read about it there first because they are the go-to publication if you want to know what's going on in Texas. The other website you need to visit is ChrisSalcedo.com. That is your gateway to finding out what we're doing here on the Chris Salcedo shows on AM 700 KSEB, The Voice of Texas, and on Newsmax TV every afternoon, 4 o'clock Eastern until 5. Also, keep in touch with the Salcedo Storm Podcast. Also, if you want to drop me an email or a voicemail or book me for a speech, all there at your fingertips. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth, meaning its value, it's not measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government. We measure a society's value based on how much power is reserved for you and me. In short, we, the people. See ya.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a
When focus takes hold and distractions fade away, meet Remarkable, the paper tablets specially designed for tasks that demand focus. Take notes, draft, and organize. Remarkable is a digital notebook with the feel of paper and zero interruptions. All of your notes and documents perfectly organized and in one place. It's everything you love about paper, but for the digital age. Visit Remarkable.com today. Remarkable, the paper tablet.